The chief director of the Food and Drugs Board, Dr. Stephen Opuni, has made a strong case for the nation to invest in herbal medicine research. He said countries like China have become global giants in the manufacture of herbal medicine, and this became possible because of their investment in research. Dr. Opuni made the recommendation when he appeared before the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament. Here's a report by Augustus Akwei. Until the introduction of Western medicine in pre-independent Ghana, the nation relied solely on herbal medicine. Though Western medicine is the main drug administered at health centers, herbal medicine has not lost its place in healthcare delivery. This is because many are exploring this area, with some herbal clinics being well patronized nowadays. It is against this background that the chief director of the FDB, Dr. Stephen Opuni, is advocating the strengthening of the Mampon Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine to spearhead the nation's herbal revolution.
I strongly believe the values of traditional medicine, and I believe that there are potent herbs in our country. If we empower the Mampon Center for Scientific Research into Plant Medicine, Ghana will generate a lot of revenue, a lot of employment, and we will do much better in our healthcare delivery. What I will never support in the interest of public health and safety is when people use Tampico, mixed with MMB, gentamicin, and streptomycin as a herbal product to treat HIV.
On the retention of the internally generated fund by the FDB, Dr. Opuni said the board was granted permission by the Ministry of Finance and Parliament to retain all its internally generated funds for 2010, since they were constructing a new laboratory and head office complex. However, the ministry requested that the FDB pays 600,000 Ghana cedis, which was complied with. He however noted that the board has since reverted to retaining 50% of the internally generated funds. Also before the Public Accounts Committee was the Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO. They were there to explain why unclaimed salaries were transferred from some banks into a special account at the instance of EOCO. The executive director of EOCO, Mote Akpaji, explained that the account in question was known as the exhibit account and fell under the consolidated fund.
The fact of the matter is that we were investigating issues of people who didn't deserve to be paid and who were on a payroll, and the monies were lodged into the accounts of those people, not in government accounts. So, to all intents and purposes, the money were not in proper custody. Secondly, we have an account specifically opened for us by the Accountant General for exhibit. So, any money that is seized under such circumstances go to the exhibit account, and that is where the money went.
Other bodies which appeared before the PAC were SRAJ, NACOP, and the Ghana Revenue Authority. Some educational institutions were also there. These were the University of Cape Coast, the University of Mines and Technology, as well as the Cape Coast and Takoradi Polytechnics. A report by Augustus Akwei.